Good morning. It's Wednesday, May 15th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. Prominent political consultant Richard Quinn Sr. was released on his own recognizance after appearing in state court in Columbia yesterday as part of the ongoing statehouse corruption probe. More from South Carolina Public Radio's Russ McKinney.
The 74-year-old Quinn waived a formal reading of the 11 perjury and one obstruction of justice charges against him. When asked by Circuit Court Judge Jocelyn Newman if he had anything to say, he replied, "No, ma'am." She then ordered he could be released on a $25,000 personal recognizance bond. Quinn and his powerful political consulting firm have been at the center of a multi-year probe into corruption at the State House that has seen six now former state legislators charged. Quinn was originally charged with conspiracy in 2017. The dropping of that charge by state prosecutors required him to testify before the state grand jury. That testimony last month led to the perjury charges, according to the grand jury indictments. A hearing date on his case is yet to be set. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney.
Authorities have detained a man in connection with a fire that damaged two Columbia rental properties owned by Governor Henry McMaster. Officials say the fire caused hundreds of thousands of dollars in damage and displaced at least a dozen residents. Officers found the man shortly after releasing images of a possible suspect. Authorities don't have a motive, but don't think the fires were set because the governor owns the properties. Prosecutors say a father charged with killing his five children in their Lexington County home exploded in a selfish rage after his son ruined an electrical outlet. But in the defense's opening statement yesterday, Timothy Jones Jr.'s lawyers say he was insane due to a broken marriage, the struggle of raising five young children on his own, and feeling he was failing God. Jones is charged with five counts of murder and is facing a death penalty trial. Prosecutors said he killed his children, ages 1 to 8, in their Lexington home in August of 2014. Jones's lawyers planned to argue the 37-year-old computer engineer had schizophrenia and did not know right from wrong. Yesterday, members of a committee briefly met for the first time to hash out differences between the proposed South Carolina budget passed by the House and Senate. The conference committee met for less than 15 minutes to discuss the state's nearly $9 billion budget plan. They immediately passed provisions where the two chambers are in agreement. Senate Finance Committee Chairman Hugh Leatherman praised members of the House for providing what he called one of the best budgets the Senate has seen in a while. Lawmakers agreed to meet tomorrow afternoon following another conference committee meeting set to discuss the future plans of state-owned utility Santee Cooper. What began as a spike in reported hepatitis A cases in Aiken County has now spread to other parts of South Carolina, prompting public health officials to declare a statewide outbreak. Since November 1st, South Carolina has recorded 86 reported cases of the contagious disease. State epidemiologist Linda Bell said that's more than four times what state officials normally expect to see. Bell says most cases have occurred in Aiken County, and almost half of all cases involve individuals who reported drug use. Bell says the general public shouldn't be overly concerned, but it's important to focus on prevention. DHEC is offering no-cost vaccines to high-risk groups, including drug users, homeless, and the formerly incarcerated. DHEC has announced that a section of Myrtle Beach has been placed under a short-term swimming advisory. It affects water at the public access point at 15th Avenue South. Bacteria levels that are above state and federal standards have been detected in that area. The agency says it's safe to wade, collect shells, and fish within the swimming advisory area, but cautioned beachgoers to not swallow the water or allow it to get in contact with open wounds. Those are your headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.